Farmers describe pumpkins as a drought-resistant crop that doesn't need a lot of water to thrive. But for some parts of western Wisconsin that didn't see any rain for up to 6 weeks, the quintessential fall fruits were hit hard. John Govan of Govan's Meats and Berries in Dunn County says he hedges that risk by irrigating some of his pumpkin patches, and the differences are stark.
The pumpkins that were irrigated are beautiful. My dryland pumpkins are extremely small, and it'll be a very light crop.
But the bone-dry summer was only part of the issue. Andy Ferguson of Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire County says a very rainy spring kept pumpkin growers from getting into the field by up to 3 weeks.
We have, right from the start, a delay in planting, and then later in the summer with the lack of rain, it just kind of stunted their growth, and it just stopped a lot of pumpkins from growing.
Ferguson says they normally get about 6,000 or 7,000 pumpkins from their 14-acre patch, but this year they'll be lucky to get 3,000. Also, the delay in planting means they'll still be harvesting well into October, the peak pumpkin-selling season. All told, Ferguson says they've got plenty of pumpkins, but it'll take some more work to find that perfect one.
We will have enough for all the wieners out there and then for decorations for people's houses. So it's just they might have to search the patch a little harder to find some.
Growers outside the drought area in western Wisconsin reported mostly good harvests with plenty of large orange fruit. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.